Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I played that song by Jim Reeves, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. It is the song that I play at the end of each telephone service. You know, there are members in our church who are homebound. They're homebound and also they are so sick, also volatile to sickness, that they don't want or they can't have visitors. So we devised a way of bringing them a church service every week by means of the telephone. And during these services, I play six hymns, and we have two scripture readings. I do an Old Testament scripture reading, and I do a New Testament scripture reading. And so we start out with two hymns, Old Testament scripture reading, two more hymns, New Testament scripture reading, another hymn, the fifth hymn. Then I preach a little sermon, not very long, and then the final song. The final song is this one, God Be With You Till We Meet Again, because it was a weekly service. It was an ongoing weekly service. And so one of the persons in our church, one of the members of our church who I used to have this weekly service with, was Sister Joyce Ten Eyck. And this morning at 3 a.m., she passed away and went home to be with the Lord. So I thought I'd play that song in memory of Sister Joyce. And our services were every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday, 2 p.m. And she has gone home to glory. She has transitioned from the church militant, and now she has transferred her membership to the church triumphant. Well, let's open our Bibles to Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. We will be notifying everyone as to the church service for Sister Joyce and making arrangements, and we're going to have a glorious homegoing service for one of our wonderful saints at Grace Church. Romans chapter 16, verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. We are continuing our series, The Glorious Church of Rome, and this week we're focusing on the dynamic couple. They are a dynamic duo, if you will. Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks for this opportunity on this side to sit down and consider your word, your mighty word, your edifying word, your instructive word. Lord, we pray that your word would minister to us today as we seek you, as we seek the author of truth, our great God. Bless us, Lord, we pray. And we pray for the family of Joyce ten Eyck. We pray for her two sons. We pray for her two granddaughters. And we pray for her two great-grandchildren. Comfort their hearts, as now the matriarch of the family is no longer among them. Comfort them, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Paul begins verse 3 by saying, greet, greet. The word greet is a verb. In Greek, it is pronounced as pasomai, as pasomai. Anything ending with an M-A-I ending in Greek is a dead giveaway that it is a verb, as pasomai. That's how I remembered it in Greek 1 when the professor was trying to give us these little pointers and little clues and little hints. Anything in Greek ending with the letters M-A-I in English, as you transliterated from the Greek letters into the English language, that is a verb. As pasomai. It appears 17 times in Romans chapter 16. Now, if you were to read Romans chapter 16, it doesn't always appear as greet. In verse 3, it appears as greet. But in verse number 4, it appears as salute. Verse 3, it appears as greet. Verse 4, as salute. In verse 6, it appears as greet. In verse 7, salute again. In verse 8, it's greet. But in verse 9, it's salute. And the reason for that is that the translators of the King James Version didn't want to sound redundant. Now, you can read other translations and you'll have all of the words in English where aspasomai appears, and it's either all greet or all salute. But here the King James goes from greet to salute, from greet to salute, from greet to salute. Then in verse 10, you have salute. Verse 11, you have salute. In verse 10, you have the word salute twice. the word in verse 11, aspazomai, appears as salute, then greet. In verse 12, both times it's salute. In verse 13, it's salute. In verse 14, salute. In verse 15, salute. And in verse 16, where it appears twice, again, the word salute, 17 times. 17 times does this verb appear in Romans chapter 16, aspazomai. What does it mean? It means to embrace. Now, when someone is visiting us, when we're expecting someone to come to our home and the doorbell rings and we open the door, the people that we're waiting for have just arrived. And what do? You embrace them. I know that's what happens when we celebrate Thanksgiving and we're expecting people to come over and the doorbell rings and we just hug on them and kiss on them. You embrace them. That's what the word aspazomai means in Greek. It means to salute, to embrace. But also when you're saying goodbye, the same word applies. So you greet them as they come in and you greet them as they go. You aspazomai them as they walk in through your door and you see them after not seeing them for months or maybe years. And here you have visitors at your house and you open the door and there they are and everybody's excited and everyone's hugging and kissing. That's aspazomai as they come in. You're greeting them as they come in. But also when you say goodbye, you also have to aspazomai. You greet or salute them as they are leaving. What do when, you know, it's Christmas and people have been for hours at your house and it's time for them to go? They put their coats on and then you give them one last hug and you promise to do this again. We're going to do this again. We have such a great time. We're going to do this again soon. We promise. You make promises to each other as they're leaving that you're going to do this again, but you hug them as they come in and you hug them as they leave, and that is aspazomai. Here the Apostle Paul is saying, as he says his goodbyes to the Church of Rome, please hug for me. Please embrace for me. Let them know that my love goes out to them. Greet aspazomai Priscilla and Aquila. Who are these people that Paul is greeting? Well, the Nelson's Bible Dictionary tells us that Aquila was a Jewish Christian living in Corinth with his wife Priscilla at the time of Paul's arrival from Athens. That we have in Acts 16. So again, who is this Aquila? Who is the man? Who is the husband in the equation, in this dynamic duel? Aquila is a Jewish Christian. He's of the seed of Abraham who has come to Christ. And at the time that Paul met him, he and his wife Priscilla, who we also assume, we don't know for sure, we're assuming that she also was Jewish. He and his wife Priscilla were living at Corinth when Paul had just arrived to Corinth from Athens. The Bible informs us that Aquila was born in Pontus. Pontus is located in Asia Minor, but lived in Rome until Claudius, the Roman emperor, commanded all Jews to leave the city. He and Priscilla moved to Corinth, where Aquila took up his trade of tent making. When Paul left Corinth 18 months later, Aquila and Priscilla traveled with him as far as Ephesus, where they met Apollos and instructed him more thoroughly in the Christian faith. Apparently, based on Romans 16:3, apparently they returned to Rome. Paul sent them greetings in his letter to the Romans. So let's turn to Acts chapter 18. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 18. And the reading of God's word is as following. This is the chapter where Paul meets up. This is where Paul meets up for the first time with Aquila and Priscilla.
After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them. So, because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them,
"Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles."
And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision.
"Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city."
And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them.
And there we will end the scripture reading. As you can see, Paul arrived at Corinth, and God had this dynamic couple waiting for him. It was a divine connection. Aquila, a Jew, and Priscilla, his wife, teamed up with Paul. They were of the same trade, but also they were of the same faith. Now think about this. Claudius, the Roman emperor, signs an edict expelling all Jews from Rome. All Jews must leave Rome immediately. Well, that flushed Aquila and Priscilla down to Corinth. At the same time, Paul was flushed out of Athens. And where does he land? At Corinth. That's what we call divine connections. This is what we call divine meetings, where God places two separate parties and he unites them for the work of the Lord. So this is why Paul, in Romans chapter 16, let's go back to Romans 16:3. Notice what he says, which I'm going to cover tomorrow. Greet, embrace them. Greet whom? Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. They go back a long way. They go back to Acts 18. They have a long and wonderful history together. This is a dynamic couple. By dynamic, I mean they make things happen. they will help in order to make things happen in the cause of Christ. We're going to leave it there. Now, remember, saints, listen to me. Remember this Greek word, as spasmi. You greet people with great hugs, wonderful hugs, meaningful hugs. As they come in, you also aspasmi them when they're leaving with the same quality of hugs, because you just don't know if you'll ever see them again. Again, we are saddened today on one hand, and we are elated on the other hand, saddened because Sister Joyce is no longer with us, but elated because she has entered into her eternal rest. And so I want to play another one of her favorite songs. Now, her favorite song was In the Garden. In the Garden was her favorite hymn. And I played that one for her every single week by different artists. And I would ask her, do you know this artist? And she would say, yes, I do. I said, well, he or she sings In the Garden. And I would play it for her. And then I would ask her, and she said, oh, that was wonderful. But this is another song that she loved. And it's entitled, When We All Get to Heaven. And saints, that's where we're all headed, to heaven, to our eternal abode. I'll see you all again tomorrow so that we can continue our series with Aquila and Priscilla.
Victory.